Live in Philadelphia, this is WHYY News. It is 6:04. Good evening, everyone. I'm Cherry Gregg. Philadelphia remains the poorest big city in the country, and yet it could lose thousands of affordable homes in the next 10 years. WHYY's Aaron Moselle explains.
Consuela Estilero tears up when she talks about leaving University City townhomes. Not because she's spent nearly 40 years of her life at this affordable housing complex, or because she's raised her two kids here, although those facts certainly make her impending move harder to swallow. Estilero gets emotional because she's worried about finding another place to live. Her landlord recently decided to sell her building and opt out of an affordable housing contract with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. She's got until next July to find a new place to call home. She says she hopes she can stay in Philly.
It's just like, just a part of me. And then I have children and grandchildren, so I wouldn't want to be too far away from them.
Over the next decade, thousands more low-income residents could find themselves in a similar situation. A national database shows more than 3,000 subsidized rental units in Philadelphia could vanish during that stretch if their property owners also don't extend their time-limited agreements with HUD. Greg Heller is the director at the management consulting firm Guidehouse and the former head of the Philadelphia Redevelopment Authority. He says this is a big problem.
One, you're losing the units. And we have a shortage of units in the first place, of affordable units in the first place. And two, you're losing units in great locations.
University City Townhomes, for example, is located in the same swiftly gentrifying section of West Philly that's home to the University of Pennsylvania and Drexel University. A city spokesperson says efforts are underway to create hundreds more affordable homes and that the problem can't be solved by city government alone. Housing experts like Heller say there simply aren't enough developers interested in creating units to keep up with the demand to replace what's being lost. Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.